Hello, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano, and we're talking to Wendy Swider from Helping Paws. You're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. Wendy, welcome to Around Town.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
So tell us about Helping Paws.
Well, Helping Paws started out as a foster-based rescue in 1969. In 1971, it became the first no-kill animal welfare association in McHenry County. So we've been in operation for over 50 years in one form or another.
Wow, that's a long time.
Isn't it? And currently, we adopt about 800 cats and dogs a year from our shelter. The current building we're in, we've been occupying for about 18 years, and we're in the beginning stages of remodeling and expanding our medical department and our kennel.
Now, the dogs and cats you have in your shelter right now, they come from this area, this general area? They come from out of state? Or
occasionally they come from downstate Illinois. Mostly they come from Kentucky. And once in a while we get animals in from Oklahoma.
And those are shelters that are over...
Yeah, they're overpopulated, and they're also kill shelters.
Okay.
So these animals would have been euthanized had we not intervened.
Okay. And how long have you been with the shelter?
I was hired in October, so we're just going on 7 months, so I'm a bit of a newbie. We've got a lot of our volunteers, especially, that have been around for decades.
Okay, and I see that the principal in the company was there for, what, 12 years?
Yes, that's correct.
And she started with what, her son, is that correct?
Yeah, I believe so.
Mm-hmm. And I know that after she volunteered for a while, she decided to get on the board and become a VP. So that kind of one thing led to another for her. So it kind of just mushroomed, I see, from looking at the notes that she sent to me. How about your adoptions?
So our adoption process right now is currently we're our appointment only, which is something that we started kind of during COVID just to limit how many people were in the facility at a time. But it's turned into a really good format for us to get animals into homes. So when you do come in for an appointment, you'll see the animals, and then when you fall in love, hopefully, you'll fill out a pre-adoption form, and then we'll have you meet our animal. Our animal will be introduced to any animals you may have at home. We call that a meet and greet, just to make sure that they would get along with each other. And then at that point, if all goes well, then we'll finish the process. Our adoption fees include the spay and neuter. All the animals are microchipped. They're current on vaccines that are age appropriate. And then dogs are started on heartworm prevention.
So do you bring that potentially adopted animal to the home of that person, or do they bring their pets?
Yeah, we would have you bring your dog to see us. We don't do meet and greets with cats. It's only dog to dog.
To see if they socialize.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Have you had problems where sometimes it just doesn't work out?
Yeah, sometimes it just doesn't. It's just like people, you know, not everybody gets along with everybody else. It's no bad sign on either dog. It's just sometimes it's a personality conflict.
Okay. So with all the things you do with your fees and that you supply to the folks that come in, what is the adoption fee? Can you tell us what that is, Wendy?
So the adoption fees vary by the age of the animal. And if you contact the shelter, we can give you more specific amounts.
And that pertains to dogs and cats, correct?
Exactly. Yep.
You know, we should talk about the dogs that you do have there. There's probably all different shapes and sizes or whatever. Can you tell us about
absolutely
the dogs you have in the shelter right now?
So we've got everything from adults that are around 10 pounds to puppies that are already up to 22. These animals, like I said, a lot of them come from down south, so their breeds are whatever you can imagine that runs around down there. So like probably our biggest adult we have right now is about 70 pounds and has been there. Gosh, he was there in October when I started, so he's been there longer than me. He's a very sweet boy named Solomon, and we would love to have somebody come in and make an appointment to see him.
Well, if you got a puppy that's 22 pounds, that sounds like that's going to be a big dog.
Yeah, you could imagine. So I hesitate to hazard a guess, but yeah, you could definitely tell the direction that it's headed when it's that size already.
And how about the variety of cats that you may have?
So this is what is called kitten season. It just started around this month. I'd never heard of it before. I started working at Helping Paws. And right now we've got probably in the last week, we've gotten 14 kittens that have shown up. or mamas that are expecting. So at the moment, we've only got 4 adults and, I would say probably between 14 and 20 kittens on the way.
So how long will you keep a dog or a cat at the shelter?
As long as it needs to be, until their family shows up. If it takes, hopefully it wouldn't be a year, but if that's what it takes, they will be with us until the appropriate family comes along.
So does the shelter have enough room to house all these animals right now?
Well, right now we're undergoing the renovation, so we're limited on space. So we are only taking in as many as we have room for. So our numbers are lower than normal. We usually try to be in the neighborhood of about 50 dogs, and right now we have about 25.
So the remodeling that's taking place, is that putting on an addition or just changing the interior?
So we had to break it down into 2 phases because, unfortunately, our kennel just wasn't lasting long enough. So with the fundraising that we've been able to accomplish so far, we've been able to tear down the old kennel, and it's in the process of being finished now. We're looking to have it done by hopefully the end of May, but you know how things go.
Sure.
And then once that's finalized, and we're going to be doing some more events and fundraising throughout the year, and we'll be moving into phase 2, which will be expanding on the medical facilities that we have. So we do on-site for the spay and neuter program, and we'll be able to update all that stuff to larger rooms and more rooms so that we can have better isolation for when pets come in with certain illnesses. We'll be able to keep them separated better than we are currently able to. And it's just really exciting, and having that coming along, it's been so fun to watch.
Well, the expansion of the area you're talking about right now for remodeling, is that going to give you more room for the dogs?
It's not necessarily about more room, it's about better room, so that the dogs that are here will have a better experience while they are with us. But it will also, we'll be able to go back up to our usual level of 50-ish dogs.
So when you get to the point where you have all of your animals there and you're totally filled, what do you do for the overflow? How is that handled?
Well, that's when it does get interesting. We do have a system of fostering that we do. I myself have fostered a few animals through the shelter since I've worked there. And that's great. Our volunteers are so generous with their time and their space, even in their own homes, to take in, you know, 4 puppies at once or a pregnant mama. And so that's one way that we handle overflow. And also it's just once we're full to the gills, we just have to kind of slow down on what we're able to accept into the facility.
Well, just as you take pets in, there are other facilities that might take pets off your hands if you have an overflow.
Once we've got them, we keep them until their family comes along.
Wow. So that means that you must buy an awful lot of pet food.
We go through the food. Absolutely. But we have a very generous donor through FROM that supports us beautifully. And also the community shows up. You would not believe the generosity of the people in McHenry County and the surrounding areas. Every week, I hesitate to say every day, but it's darn near every day, people come and are so generous with items, food, supplies, you name it.
Wow. You said you had a major food donor?
Yes. FROM is the name of the company. The president has a really big soft spot for no-kill shelters, so they've been very kind to us.
That's for both the dogs and the cats?
It is. Yeah, it is.
Wow, that's awesome. That's really great. What about volunteers? Tell us about that, Wendy.
It takes a village. We wouldn't be able to operate without it. At the height of our volunteering, of course, before COVID, our pre-COVID numbers, we had over 300 volunteers every week. Now we're significantly less than that, but it takes a village. We have people that come in every single day to walk dogs, to help clean the cat rooms, help clean the shelter. They're there, and rain, shine, snow, Illinois weather, they're out there helping take care of our animals.
Yeah, I would assume that you probably need dog walkers too, right?
Yes, we do. Our dogs get 4 walks every single day. So from 8 a.m. is our first walk, and our final walk is at 7 p.m. And that 7 p.m. walk is done entirely by our volunteer staff. So
now, do they walk around the area? Is that where you take them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got a pretty decent piece of property. I don't know the acreage on it exactly, but it's plenty of space to get them exercise and take care of business. And and we also have a fenced-in area. There's a small yard and a larger yard. And you can take them out there and throw tennis balls, and they have some exercise equipment. And, it's a great time for the volunteers and the dogs both.
Right now, if you were to ask how many more volunteers, how many more do you think you would need to come and help out?
Well, with our lower numbers of animals, we don't need as many. But we're happy to take on anybody, honestly. It really does take a village. So if somebody's got a spare hour or two and they'd like to come and hang out with a cat or play ball with a dog, they're more than welcome.
Your renovation started February 2023. That was your first phase, and you're working for more and more, or waiting for more and more donors to help with the expansion, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the target date was to be done sometime in late May?
Yes, for phase one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then phase two would start after that for what, completion in the fall? Is that the idea?
That's the idea. And, of course, we've got to get all of the fundraising to fall in line. So we are not government run at all. So all of this process that's going on is being handled through our own fundraising, our donors, our sponsorships, all that type of stuff.
And all the donations are tax deductible, too, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
So how about upcoming events? You want to talk about that, Wendy?
Oh, my gosh. We have so many planned this year. The ones that are coming soon, we've got Comedy Unleashed this month, April 29th, and that it goes from 6 to 10. We've got comedians. There's going to be a food truck, a 50-50 raffle. There's a silent auction and, of course, a cash bar. Last year was the first year we did it, and it was a great success.
Now, you have to tell me. You say Comedy Unleashed. Now, you got to explain that to me.
I wasn't at the one last year, so I have to imagine they just let the comedians off their leashes and they run wild.
Okay. All right. And you have a silent auction as well and a cash bar, right?
Yes. Okay. Yep. And that's all on April 29th. And then
we're going to pause for just one moment. Wendy's first station identification. We're 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. We're talking to Wendy Swider from Helping Paws. So your next event coming up after the Comedy Unleashed, right?
Yes. That'll be Nature's Feed in Spring Grove. They are a tremendous supporter of Helping Paws. And on June 3rd from 11 to 2, we have an adoption event, and we'll be bringing out some of our dogs that are available for adoption. And then on the 10th of June from 11 to 2 as well, we'll be hosting a nail trim event that'll be to benefit.
So June 3rd from 11 to 2 will be an adoption event. And then you bring out some of your adoptable dogs, and that's on June 10th, correct?
That June 3rd is the adoption event, and then on the 10th, we'll be hosting a second one. Well, Nature's Feed will be hosting us for a second event.
Okay. So when you bring out the dogs and cats or just dogs?
It'll be dogs.
Okay. So they're brought out, and people are there to see who they are and kind of talk to them and pet them and do whatever, right?
Absolutely. We are hoping for a puppy love.
Okay. When they come out, this is all shapes and sizes, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. We'll be probably bringing out people or dogs that need a little extra attention, a little publicity. Maybe they've been at the shelter for a little bit longer, or just for whatever reason, they don't get a lot of interaction. So, yeah, we just try and hype them up a bit.
Are you able to tell the folks the age of those dogs when they bring off for adoption?
Well, I'm not sure exactly who we will have available at that point. They will be between, I would imagine, probably 4 months to a year.
Okay, there won't be any senior dogs?
At this time, we don't have any senior dogs in the shelter. We could see who comes down the pipeline at the time. Typically, we don't get a lot of senior dogs. There is a shelter in our community that focuses strictly on senior dogs, so I believe most of them go there.
Okay. And how about, what is Home State Bank doing for you folks?
Okay, Home State Bank is doing a touch of truck.
Now, that's June 10th?
Yep, from 10 to 12.
Okay. And
then we'll be there as well, and some adoptable dogs will be accompanying us for that event.
Okay, so you'll actually be at the Home State Bank?
Yes.
Okay, and the and for folks that are wondering, that's located where?
That'll be the Woodstock.
Okay, Woodstock Homestead
yep.
Bank. Okay, and then you have the Dog Days of Summer.
Okay, so Dog Days of Summer is a beer launch that's happening at Kishwaukee Brewery in Woodstock. That's on June 17th. The further details we don't have ironed out just yet, but if you watch our Facebook and Instagram, or we also have our website, helpingpaws.net, that you can keep an eye on for further information.
So it's going to be a beer launch. That in itself sounds very interesting for the folks out there.
Yes. I can't wait to find out more about it because it sounds like something that's going to be a lot of fun.
And then when this event is completed, that's June 17th. How about for the rest of the year? Are things coming up in July or August that you have planned?
Yes. There's a lot of things that they have in the pipeline now that aren't fully actualized at this moment. So we don't want to give away too much because things may change between then and now.
Do you try to have events monthly, Wendy, or every couple of months, or how's
yes.
that work?
As often as we can. The community has been so great to sponsor us and include us in things that they're doing, like Home State Bank with their Touch a Truck. So as often as we can get things together, then we do try and as many as possible to be involved in.
You know, if you can, let's tell the folks about some of the dogs that you have there. I mean, I know you got different shapes and sizes, different breeds, but there has to be different personalities, too. So can you share with us what you've seen of the different personalities, different dogs you've got there?
The dogs that we have currently in the shelter are all very lovable and high energy. There's a sweet girl, Chloe, that just came in. She's a little bit shy, but she's really come along. She's learning what it is to be a dog, what it means to walk on a leash and be outside and play. A lot of these dogs, we don't know their backstory and what kind of things they've lived through, but we just see their behaviors and see the changes once they realize that their safety is assured, that their food is assured, that there's nobody that's going to yell at them or be mean to them. And they just sort of blossom. And we've really seen that with Chloe. It's been really special to see happen. She's a little bit older. I think she was 1 year old, kind of still figuring out because she hasn't been with us.
She's still a youngster yet.
Yeah, right. So she's really sweet. Then we've got, I mentioned Solomon earlier, and he's just near and dear to my heart because he's such a good boy, and he's been there for quite a while. And I think it's just he's a little bit larger, and people seem to go for tinier dogs. So through no fault of his own, he's been there for going on 7 or 8 months now.
And what breed is Solomon, do you know? Wendy?
Well, you know what? We only can go by appearances. We don't DNA test our dogs. So I would hazard a guess to say he's a hound mix.
Okay.
Yeah, he's short, smooth hair. He doesn't have that real vocal bark, but he does have the long legs and floppy ears like you typically see in a hound. And just the sweetest boy.
Well, you know, a lot of people are looking for a pet. They want one that's going to be a comfort to them. And one that they can, you know, kind of just sit down and pet the dog, whether watch a little bit of TV or have a cup of tea or whatever it may be, or mm-hmm. a glass of wine.
Yep.
So the personalities have to fit the people, too. So I'm sure you got a lot of different personalities in those pets that are there.
Absolutely. The personality is such an important aspect of the adoption. And that's one of the things that we really work on through our adoption process is trying to really define what you're looking for in a pet and what we have to offer that would be compatible to you. And we honestly, our adoption process is not the easiest thing in the world because we try really hard to make sure that we've got that perfect fit. If you're a sit on the couch, have a glass of wine person, you don't want to have one of our rambunctious puppies bouncing around the house.
Well, that's true. That's true. How about if you're a couple, you're senior citizens, and you want just to have a nice little pet around the, how about, who falls in that category you have there now?
Well, that would probably, at the moment, be more of a cat adoption, I think. Our animals that we've got right now are raring to go. They want to go for long walks and get that energy out. And if you're the type of older person that likes to go for long walks, then we can definitely find a match for you, no problem. But if you just want to keep a more sedate, you know, relaxed kind of situation, then we've definitely got at least two cats I can think off the top of my head that would be more than happy to make your lap their home.
But if you did want a dog, mm-hmm. do you have some smaller dogs that are there at the kennel?
Let's see. Oh, yeah. We just got a new little one in. Her name at the moment is Cupcake. And she is over a year old, so she's not going to get any larger. She's a short hair, little nervous. But she is doing her best to get the hang of things, and I think she's really going to come a long way.
So when these dogs come in, you check them all out, I would imagine, right?
Absolutely. They go through our intake process. So we have a medical staff member on scheduled every single day. And I mentioned that we're expanding our medical facilities, but we're currently available to take care of almost everything on site. If there are things that we can't do right now as x-rays, so we do go off-site if that ever comes up. But they'll be tested for any sort of parasites. They get flea and tick preventative, heartworm preventative. And then they're just kind of, they're put on a hold to watch and see if anything sort of comes up during that time. And during that time, they're not available for adoption. So, yeah, they're in good health by the time that they are on the website.
It's kind of a quarantine time for
them. Exactly, yeah.
And then how long will they be in that quarantine?
So for puppies, it's typically 2 weeks. In adults, it's around 1 week. Puppies are susceptible to different things than adults are and will typically come in having more situations that need to be treated than adults. So, but then, of course, if anything does come up where they become ill, then that quarantine period will extend.
You want to tell the folks about your medical department right now? You say you're expanding it. What do you have now? What's it going to become?
So at the moment, we have our own surgical facility suite. It's a surgical suite. Twice a month, we have what they call surgery days, which the eligible animals will get their spay or neuter. So we have a vet come in, and they've done, I think the most I've seen in one day, it was 14 animals in one day. And then they're able to recover and be treated, you know, with pain medication, whatever else they may need as they heal. We also have isolation rooms. So if a puppy comes up with something, say parvo, that's very contagious, then they can be kept in a separate room and receive medical treatment there. So we don't always have a vet on site, but we always have medical techs on site.
So that medical department, when you expand it, it's just like you're going to make the room bigger or you're adding on to the room?
More rooms, bigger rooms, and updated equipment.
Okay. Well, that's going to give you a lot more to work with when the pets come in, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, they're able to even do minor surgeries there. There's a story that they told me. This was before my time, but we had a beautiful dog come in, and his name was Shotgun, and he had to have an amputation that we were able to provide on site at Helping Paws. And it was, you know, he'd been shot, and hence the name Shotgun. But he was able to make a full recovery, and he's now living a beautiful life.
Okay, he was adopted?
Yes, he was.
Oh, that's great. So he's got someone who is really caring for him and appreciates him, and the dog appreciates that person too.
100%. That's what we're there for.
What plans does the Helping Paws have for as far as the future goes? I mean, do you think they're going to wind up expanding to the point where you're going to be able to take more than the amount of dogs and cats you have right now?
Oh my gosh, that would be the dream come true, I'd imagine. And you know, funds willing and staff and volunteers keep coming in. I'm sure that as many as we can save, that's what we're all about.
So, Wendy, the animals that come from out of state, how does that work?
We have a volunteer that drives our intake van, and they're nice enough to meet us halfway. So they'll come up, I believe. Actually, I can't remember what city it is that they meet in, but anyways, they drive about 2.5 hours, and we drive down about 2.5 hours, and then meet in the middle, and they transfer animals, and it's you wouldn't believe the things that the way they come in, you know, just flea bitten, dirty, terrified, hungry, but we're able to save them, and so we're grateful.
So, are these animals that were captured in that city, or that were running wild, or how does that work?
So some of it comes through their animal control that they have down there. Some of them are owner relinquishments. Some are just people find, you know, barn kittens, you know. They only can keep them in their facilities for so long because they are overblown, absolutely filled to the gills.
Wow. Well, folks, you've been listening to Wendy from Helping Paws, and this is 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. Go to huntleycommunityradio.com and contact us. Click on that. Get more information. Until next time, we hope you have a wonderful day. And thank you again, Wendy, and thank you for listening, folks. Take care.